This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. May 1st is typically Decision Day, the deadline when high school seniors have to commit to a college. As with so many things, this tradition has changed in the pandemic. Those of you about to head to college have asked us a lot of questions about what the coronavirus means for your life, and here to answer them is NPR's Alyssa Nadworny, who covers higher education for us. Alyssa, good to have you back.
Hey, Ari.
What is different about Decision Day this year? What's happening to these students?
So many things are different this year. You know, this was a celebration of kind of when students had to submit their deposits to basically make their commitment of where they were going to go to college. We've seen this year about 400 colleges push that deadline to June. So that's giving families just a little more time to make this decision because there's so much up in the air right now, especially regarding college. So, whether classes will even meet in person at all. Right. Yeah. We don't know what fall is going to look like. And that's a really big question.
Well, one question that we got about college decisions came from a concerned relative. This is Michelle in Denver.
I'm calling about my granddaughter. She will graduate high school this year, and there will be no graduation ceremony. I want to know if she at least will be able to go to college and live in the dorm. And even if she's permitted, I guess the question is, will it be safe for her to go?
And Michelle actually put us in touch with her granddaughter, so we now have Rebecca Chapman on the line with us. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Ari.
First of all, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to have a traditional graduation, but congratulations on getting admitted to college. Where have you been accepted?
Thank you. I'm going to Washington University in St. Louis.
And what have they told you about what you can expect for the fall semester?
Yeah, so they honestly haven't given us that many hard answers, really, because I don't think they know, given how rapidly things are changing. But a couple things that they have told us were that the chancellor has appointed a COVID-19 response team. And on the response team are people, professors and researchers from the med school. So it's definitely good to know that they're being advised by people at one of the top medical research institutions in the country. And it's also clear that they're making a concerted effort to have students on campus in the fall. They've repeatedly told us that they're doing everything they can to do that. However, if it's not possible, they've said that they're considering a delayed start or going online if that becomes necessary.
So, I mean, your grandmother said she has questions about the safety of you living in a dorm in the fall semester. Are you concerned about that yourself?
Yeah, I'm definitely concerned, but of course I would love to go to campus if it's possible.
Of course, the freshman year experience, yeah. So what are you weighing right now? I mean, have you decided that you're going to go along with whatever the school decides, or are you considering whether it really makes sense for you to start in the fall as planned?
Yeah, so one of the biggest questions that I've had right now that I have right now is whether or not I should apply for a gap year. And a lot of the people from WashU and my high school friends as well are having the same question and the same debate. I've been looking forward to WashU and to college in general for forever. At this point, I have a roommate who I'm really excited to live with and stuff like that. So frankly, I don't want to take a gap year. Yeah. But I also, you know, chose WashU not only for the academics and for the classes, but also for the campus and the people and the research experiences and things like that. So I don't want to miss out on that either.
Yeah. Are you going to have to make a decision on whether or not to take a gap year before you know what the fall semester is going to look like?
It really depends when they make a decision. But right now it sounds like they want us to decide about a gap year by June 15th. And I don't know that they'll know whether or not we'll be on campus in the fall by then.
All right. Well, our in-house expert, Alyssa Nadworny, has been listening to all this. Alyssa, what advice do you have for Rebecca?
Yeah, this is a decision that a lot of students are thinking about. I mean, I think one important distinction is to make between kind of this gap year that we talk about a lot, which means like often you're deferring for a year, you have kind of an end date in mind, you're definitely going to enroll in the fall versus kind of delaying enrollment. I think, you know, it gets harder to enroll in higher ed the farther you get away from high school. And, you know, research has shown that you're actually more likely to get the degree if you start right after high school. So life happens, right? Like the plan is to go later, and then, you know, things happen and you have car payments or you have an income that's hard to give up. So that's kind of...
Or you fall in love with a handsome stranger in a foreign country. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Anything can happen.
That's the fear. I mean, so I think, you know, if you're thinking weighing a gap year and have like a specific goal in mind or a specific program, or you know exactly what you do, I think, you know, sometimes that can be a good choice. But I think it's only going to get harder to go to college. So that's kind of the thing that we need folks to think about.
So, Rebecca, where does that leave you? What are you thinking?
I don't know. It's hard because if we can't go to campus, it's likely that opportunities in terms of travel and internships and stuff will also be limited.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, good luck with your decision and with your next chapter, wherever it leaves. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
That's Rebecca Chapman, a high school senior in Denver who's been accepted at Washington University in St. Louis. And let's take another listener question. High school juniors are also wondering how they're going to be affected. And this question comes from one of them.
My name is Mickey Kusinose. I am an 11th grader from Newport High School in Washington State. My question is, how might the coronavirus pandemic affect the college admissions process for the next school year in terms of deadlines, standardized testing, etc.?
Yeah, good questions. Alyssa, what can Mickey expect?
Well, the admissions process has certainly gotten messed up. let's start first with those standardized tests. So a lot of juniors take standardized tests, the SAT, the ACT, in the spring and early summer. Those tests were canceled. So that's, you know, for juniors, that's a big deal. I think the other important thing to note is that a lot of juniors take spring tests at their schools so that they're paid for, so they're free. So that's a big thing. They don't have to travel to testing centers. So, you know, that really helps level the playing field. So that's kind of something we need to be thinking about going into fall. The SAT is planning to offer a test every month. So they've added a September month starting in August all the way to the end of the year to try and make it more likely that students who are going to college, so they're juniors now, are going to college in a year and a half, that they have an opportunity to take a test. And the ACT and the SAT are both planning at-home options.
Oh.
So even if we can't gather in the fall, there will be some testing options. You know, a lot of schools are going test optional because of this. Like, this is a big disruptor. So we were already seeing about 1,000 colleges before coronavirus go test optional.
Interesting.
And now we're seeing a lot more.
Okay. We have a brief question here from Sydney, a high school senior in Michigan. Mm. Let's listen.
What does it mean to appeal financial aid?
Short and to the point, and I imagine a lot of people are asking this question right now. We've just got about a minute, Alyssa, before we need to take a pause. What does it mean to appeal financial aid?
Well, this is a big question, so I hope we can return to it, because financial aid and paying for college is a huge part of this decision. This is like, in any year, this is the biggest hiccup, and now it's even more so because realities are changing. I think the biggest takeaway here is you can appeal your financial aid. You can get more money. Financial aid offices are bracing for an influx of this, so they're ready.
This is like, my parents lost their job. We thought we were going to have income we no longer have. I can't pay the tuition I thought I could pay.
Yep. And, you know, your FAFSA, your what you apply for aid on is from 2 years ago, your taxes. So much can change. Like, this is not a new thing. Colleges are ready for this.
We have a lot more questions to answer. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny is with us. We need to take a short pause. Stay with us.